The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
All right, welcome. And let me just see how many we are here. Welcome, everyone. Good to see everybody. And a wonderful Friday to you. Hope the week's been good to you. So today we'll wrap up with our exploration of the five spiritual faculties, as they're called. Monday, we talked about confidence. Tuesday, about balancing energy in the practice. Wednesday, about complete presence. Yesterday, about collectedness of mind, the steady mind. And today, we'll talk about the fifth faculty, which is generally called wisdom. But because wisdom can be sort of a high bar, it's a great aspiration, of course, we'll take a look at it in terms of discerning and seeing clearly, verbs instead of something to acquire, accomplish, achieve, like wisdom. And we'll bring those verbs into our practice. So first, let's sit together. We can adjust our bodies and find our sitting posture. We can bring the eyes down or focus them in the middle distance. And maybe do just a brief check-in of the body, feeling its weight in the chair, on the cushion. And maybe feel any tension in the body, any holding, any bracing, any echoes of the day or hours past, any sort of stress that's around preparing for what's to come in the rest of the day or what remains of the day. And if we can, just sort of soften around those areas of tension. We don't have to fix anything. We don't have to make things better. There's ways in which this is a practice not about feeling better quickly, but about feeling more. So just being aware of all that comes into our awareness. And in the middle of it all, we can find our way to the breath. And this morning, in keeping with the theme for the day of discerning, seeing clearly, when we find ourselves back with the breath each time we return to the breath, maybe instead of focusing so much on the breathing today, we can focus a little more on the way we know the breathing. What can be noticed as we come back to the breath is how effortless the knowing is that knows the breathing. So let's bring attention to the breath, connecting as we have been the last few days with some of the natural characteristics of the breathing, the balance, the simplicity, the relatively slow pace of the breathing, and just connecting in a way where there can be a little delight taken in the way when we connect our attention with the breathing. Some of these characteristics that are just natural and easy for the breathing sort of rub off on us, rub off a bit on the mind. Every time we return, there's a chance to an opportunity to rebalance, to touch in with simplicity, to slow down a little bit, maybe to unwind a little bit, and just rest here in the breathing and the sensations of the rise and fall of the abdomen, the chest, the shoulders. Or perhaps noticing the breathing in the mouth or nose. And of course, the mind will roam. The mind will get caught up and snagged by things. This is the mind being mind. And because we rely on the mind to do these things for us, I always feel a certain appreciation before I bring the mind back to center, back to the breath. Appreciate the mind's ability to do all those things, to think about the future, remember and rewrite the past, to think about other people, to think about myself. All those things have their place. And sometimes I find it nice to just express some gratitude to the mind for its willingness to try to help. Maybe provide some solutions or suggestions or ways to fix. And then I just go back to the breath. Right now, without pushing those aspects of mind away, I'm just coming back to the breathing here and resting the mind, steadying the mind, gladdening the mind, resting the mind like we did yesterday. And today, when we connect with the breathing, let's notice how the breathing is known. This knowing that goes on, so effortless. So light a touch. This knowing that happens in itself is free. The knowing that happens effortlessly when we reconnect with the breath, we can notice in itself is free of agitation, free of attachment. It's just knowing. Knowing and indistinguishable from what's known. So easy. So this knowing can know the agitated mind without itself being agitated. Can recognize and register strong emotion without itself being colored by those emotions. This knowing can connect with pleasant and unpleasant bodily sensation without being affected by the pleasant or unpleasant. So when we reconnect with the breath each time this morning, let's notice the knowing, just the ease of the knowing. We can rest too in this effortless knowing. That's free of agitation. As this meditation period comes to a close, we can once again reconnect our attention with the breathing and take account of the knowing that's happening and the quality of this knowing. And maybe if some gladness of mind and some steadiness of mind have become present, you can notice that this knowing seems to register change, changing intensity in what's known or changing quality of what's known. But this effortless, unagitated knowing is an innate capacity that we can cultivate in the practice. Maybe letting it lead a little bit, following its lead. Dedicate the merit of our practice today to all beings. May all beings be safe and secure, whole in body and mind. May all beings live at ease. May all beings be free from suffering.